Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey everybody, it's Eric from The One You Feed, back with another mini episode. I wonder why I say my name every time. You guys know who it is and what the show is. Maybe I'll drop that moving forward. Anyway, another mini episode, and this one I want to talk about whether it's worth fighting our depression or accepting our depression. And as I thought about this, I realized I do a little bit of both. And so I thought maybe I would explain that a little bit and maybe wrap my own head around it as I talk about it. One of the things that I've noticed about depression culture, it's amazing that there's such a thing, maybe I just made that word up, but people who talk a lot about depression and people who have depression, is that a lot of the message is focused on trying to convince the world outside of them that it's not very easy to get over depression. So I think depression has been so stigmatized and there's been so much just smile and go for a walk and so much misunderstanding of it that I sometimes think that people who suffer from depression spend a lot of time trying to convince the rest of the world that it really is serious, that it really is bad. And I think there's some value in that, but I think we can get stuck in that sometimes. We so badly want to be understood and not stigmatized that I think sometimes we give depression so much power. And I think it's worth trying to, imagine me saying this, strike a middle ground with that. So I've just been thinking about that. And I think that it's important to fight depression. So I have had depression and wrestled on and off with it for a long time. And I have waged a pretty steady war against it on one hand. I've tried all the different medications. I continue to take medication. I work very hard on exercising and meditating and eating right and connecting to others and doing all the things that I know are good for depression. So I've sort of got this sort of constant ongoing effort against depression. And yet at the same time, I tend to treat individual bouts of depression with a great deal of acceptance. If you've listened to the show for long, you've probably heard me talk about treating it like it's the emotional flu. So it's a little bit of a paradox because I am fighting it on one hand, and at the other hand, I'm accepting it. I think what I'm doing is I'm accepting it when it comes because I don't know that there's a whole lot I can do about it right in that moment exactly. I'll look at what's going on with me and I'll say, oh, have I been exercising or what have I been doing or not been doing and try and get back to those things. But then there's a sort of acceptance like, oh, here it is again and I'm just going to have to ride it out for a while. That's why I call it like the flu. When you get sick, you feel miserable for a while, but you know it's going to get better. And you don't tend to give it a lot of existential significance beyond the fact that you're sick. Whereas with depression, if we deal with it cyclically, like I do, if you're not careful, every time it comes up becomes a time to reevaluate the course of your entire life and spiral into an existential crisis. And so I try and more relax with that and go, okay, I've got the emotional flu. I know it's going to get better. Let me take care of myself like I would if I'm sick. So taking care of myself means exercising and eating well and resting and, you know, talking to friends and doing all that kind of stuff. But I'm not going to make a big fuss about it. So I'm accepting it in that sense. But I don't accept it as a long-term, like there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm sort of doing a little bit of both. And I think the Serenity Prayer turns out to, more often than not, be a great answer to nearly anything, which is that, you know, I accept, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So I can't change that I'm in a depressed spot at that point. The courage to change the things I can. So in general, I'm working to change what I can. I'm working to do the self-care things. I'm taking the medication. I'm doing what I can do. And then the wisdom to know the difference. And for me, that wisdom to know the difference is the difference between when to fight it and when to accept it. It sort of feels like, this probably isn't a real apt analogy, but I think I've got a long-term sort of war going on against depression, but I don't jump into every battle that shows up. I really try and pick the battles that make the most sense for me and approach them that way. So that's a pretty quick thought on depression, whether to fight it or accept it. And I think the answer is both. A middle ground, surprise, surprise. And that's it. We'll have another episode out Tuesday. If you like what you hear on the show and you like what you hear on these mini episodes, supporting us is the best way to keep it going and show your appreciation. You can go to oneyoufeed.net/support and make a contribution. And for people who donate at a certain level, you have to see on the website what it is because that amount fails me at the moment. You get a bonus mini episode every month as well as an Ask Me Anything where you can send me a question via email and I'll answer it via an audio response that I share with all the Patreons. So thanks again for listening. Thanks to those of you who support the show and we'll talk again soon. Bye.